Will it take a worldwide calamity, a disaster of gargantuan proportions, as some have suggested? Must the Earth tilt on its axis, be hit by a meteor, swallow its continents whole before its people will listen? Must we be visited by beings from outer space or scared out of our minds before having sufficient sight to realize that we are all one? Is it required that we all face the threat of death before we can be galvanized to find a new way to live?
Such drastic events are not necessary, but could occur.
Will they occur?
Do you imagine that the future is predictable, even by God? I tell you this, your future is creatable. Created as you want.
But earlier, you said that in the true nature of time, there is no future, that all things are happening in the instant moment, the forever moment of now.
That is true.
Well, are there earthquakes and floods and meteors hitting the planet right now, or aren't there? Don't tell me that, as God, you don't know.
Do you want these things to happen?
Of course not. But you said everything that's going to happen already has happened, is happening now.
That is true. But the eternal moment of now is also forever changing. It is like a mosaic, one that is always there, but constantly shifting.
You can't blink because it'll be different when you open your eyes. Watch, look.
See? There it goes again. I am constantly changing.
What makes you change?
Your idea about me. Your thought about all of it is what makes it change instantly. Sometimes the change in the all is subtle, virtually indiscernible, depending on the power of the thought. But when there is an intense thought, or a collective thought, then there is tremendous impact, incredible effect. Everything changes.
So will there be the kind of major earth-wide calamity you speak of?
I don't know. Will there? You decide. Remember, you are choosing your reality now.
I choose for it not to happen.
Then it will not happen, unless it does.
Oh, here we go again.
Yes, you must learn to live within the contradiction, and you must understand the greatest truth. Nothing matters.
Nothing matters?
I'll explain that another time.
Well, okay, but I don't like to have to wait on these things.
There's so much here for you to absorb already. Give yourself some time. Give yourself some space.
Oh, can we not leave yet? I sense you're leaving. You always start talking like that when you're getting ready to leave. I'd like to talk about a few other things, such as, for instance, beings from outer space. Are there such things?
You want to know if there's intelligent life elsewhere in the universe? Yes, of course.
Is it as primitive as ours?
Some of the life forms are more primitive, some less so, and some are far more advanced.
Have we been visited by extraterrestrial beings?
Yes, many times.
For what purpose?
To inquire, in some cases to gently assist.
How do they assist?
Oh, they give a boost now and then. For instance, surely you're aware that you've made more technological progress in the past 75 years than in all of human history before that.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Do you imagine that everything from CAT scans to supersonic flight to computer chips you embed in your body to regulate your heart all came from the mind of man?
Well, yes.
Well, then why didn't man think them up thousands of years before now?
Well, I don't know. The technology wasn't available, I guess. I mean, one thing leads to another, after all, but the beginning technology wasn't there until it was. It's all a process of evolution.
You don't find it strange that in this billion-year process of evolution, somewhere around 75 to 100 years ago, there was a huge comprehension explosion? You don't see it as outside the pattern? That many people now on the planet have seen the development of everything from radio to radar to radionics in their lifetime? You don't get that what has happened here represents a quantum leap, a step forward of such magnitude and such proportion as to defy any progression of logic?
What are you saying?
I'm saying consider the possibility you've been helped.
If we're being helped technologically, why aren't we being helped spiritually? Why aren't we being given some assistance with this consciousness shift?
You are.
We are?
What do you think this program is? In addition, every day, new ideas, new thoughts, new concepts are being placed in front of you. The process of shifting the consciousness, increasing the spiritual awareness of an entire planet is a slow process. It takes time and great patience, lifetimes, generations. Yet slowly you're coming around. Gently you're shifting. Quietly, there's change.
And you're telling me that beings from outer space are helping us with that?
Indeed. They're among you now, many of them. They've been helping for years.
Then why don't they make themselves known, reveal themselves? Wouldn't that render their impact twice as great?
Their purpose is to assist in the change they see that most of you desire, not create it.
To foster, not force. Were they to reveal themselves, you would be forced, by the sheer power of their presence, to accord them great honor and give their words great weight. It is preferred that the mass of people come to their own wisdom. Wisdom which comes from within is not nearly so easily discarded as wisdom which comes from another. You tend to hang on a lot longer to that which you've created than to that which you've been told.
Will we ever see them? Ever come to know these extraterrestrial visitors as who they really are?
Oh, yes. The time will come when your consciousness will rise and your fear will subside, and then they will reveal themselves to you. Some of them have already done so with a handful of people.
What about the theory, now becoming more and more popular, that these beings are actually malevolent? Are there some who mean us harm?
Are there some human beings who mean you harm?
Well, yes, of course.
Some of these beings, the lesser evolved, may be judged by you in the same way. Yet remember my injunction, judge not. No one does anything inappropriate given one's model of the universe. Some beings have advanced in their technology, but not in their thinking. Your race is rather like that.
But if these malevolent beings are so technologically advanced, surely they could destroy us. What's to stop them?
You are being protected.
We are?
Yes. You are being given the opportunity to live out your own destiny. Your own consciousness will create the result.
Which means?
Which means that in this, as in all things, what you think is what you get. What you fear is what you will draw to you. What you resist persists. What you look at disappears, giving you a chance to recreate it all over again, if you wish, or banish it forever from your experience. What you choose, you experience.
Somehow it doesn't seem that way in my life.
Because you doubt the power, you doubt me.
Probably not a good idea.
Definitely not.
Why do people doubt you?
Because they doubt themselves.
Why do they doubt themselves?
Because they've been told to, taught to.
By whom?
People who claim to be representing me.
I don't get it. Why?
Because it was a way, is the only way to control people. You must doubt yourself, you see, or you would claim all your power. That would not do. That would not do at all. Not for the people who currently hold the power. They are holding the power which is yours, and they know it. And the only way to hold on to it is to stave off the world's movement toward seeing, and then solving the two biggest problems in the human experience.
Which are?
Well, I've discussed them over and over again. To summarize, then, most, if not all, of the world's problems and conflicts, and of your problems and conflicts as individuals, would be solved and resolved if you would, as a society, abandon the concept of separation, adopt the concept of visibility. Never see yourself again as separate from one another, and never see yourself as separate from me. Never tell anything but the whole truth to anyone, and never again accept anything less than your grandest truth about me. The first choice will produce the second. For when you see and understand that you are one with everyone, you cannot tell an untruth, or withhold important data, or be anything but totally visible with all others, because you will be clear that it is in your own best interests to do so. But this paradigm shift will take great wisdom, great courage, and massive determination. For fear will strike at the heart of these concepts and call them false. Fear will eat at the core of these magnificent truths and make them appear hollow. Fear will distort, disdain, destroy, and so fear will be your greatest enemy.